Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf Tes. We are holding on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We are at Tashema Shama Mi Beis Din Shel Yisrael Shayomim Ish Ploni Meis. So about 12 lines up from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha. We thank him very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So what we're going to discuss today is the Mishnah had mentioned that if someone was Yotze Laharig in Beis Din, and that's the last we heard about him, was that there was a Gemar Din that he was supposed to get killed, so we're not 100% sure that he was actually killed. So we had one version of a comment of Rav Yosef, that's only true by Beis Din Shel Yisrael, but by Beis Din Shel Chavim, he's good as dead. You could be sure that he's going to be killed. So we're going to have a discussion about that version, another challenge to Rav Yosef. And then we're going to have another version of Rav Yosef's comment where it's the exact opposite, that the whole case of the Mishnah is only by Beis Din Shel Chavim, but by Beis Din Shel Yisrael, he's as good as dead. That's where we're absolutely certain that he's already dead. And then we're going to have a similar discussion, just in the reverse, to the discussion we had in the first version, because this is obviously saying the opposite. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to introduce us to a new topic. We're going to stop talking about Cheskas Chayim and Cheskas Mesim, and it's going to talk about when can you appoint another shliach? When can the first shliach send another shliach? And the Gemara is going to discuss, is the get even kosher b'di'eved if you made another shliach in place of the first shliach? The Mishnah on Beis is also going to talk about making another shliach, but doing so b'medina sayam. What complicates things b'medina sayam is that if you're a shliach b'medina sayam, you need to say b'fani nichtav or b'fani nechtam. The second shliach, who was not actually b'fani nechtam, is going to have that problem. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether the second shliach, if you hold, you can make a second shliach, and the second shliach make a third shliach, or is it no, just the shliach was a shliach, but not a shliach was a shliach was a shliach, right? Is there a limit to the number of shluchim? And if you have a whole chain of shluchim, what if one of the shluchim, before the get is delivered, someone in that chain dies? Meaning, we know certainly if the husband dies before the get is delivered, then the get cannot be delivered because ain't get lachar misa. So if each shliach takes the place of the husband and one of the shluchim dies, does that take away the entire ability of the get to work? Then the Gemara at the end of the daf is going to talk about if a shliach is instructed not to give the get until 30 days, but then an ones happens, so how we view a situation of ones that prevents the shlichus from being chal. So let's begin Tashema. Again, we're bringing rayas to ask Kasha on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is one that said that lo shanu ele bebeis din shel Yisrael, that when do we say that we give the person chumrei chayim and chumrei mesim, that we're not 100% sure that he's actually dead just because there was a gemar din and beis din? That's only by a beis din shel Yisrael, because even after the gemar din, they're always looking for a zuchus, they're always looking for a way to defend the guy. But beis din shel Chavim, once there's a gemar din, he is good as dead. So Tashema says Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. If you have an aid that's made, that shama mi beis din shel Yisrael, shayu omrim ish ploni meis, that they heard beis din shel Yisrael say that a fellow died because he did an avera that you're chayiv malchus, and then he got malchus, and then he did the avera a second time, and then he gave malchus a second time, then he did the avera a third time, and he got malchus a third time. So then the halach is that we're machnisin oso l'kipa, we put him in a tiny little jail cell, we feed him sa'orim until his stomach falls apart, and then he dies. That is a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. So they heard Beis Din saying that that's what we were doing to this fellow. Or ish ploni narag, or that someone was actually killed in Beis Din because he was with one of the dal misas Beis Din, because he actually violated one of the chiyuvei misas Beis Din. So yasiu es ishto, but then you're allowed to allow his wife to get remarried because they heard it from the Beis Din shel Yisrael that were saying that happened. Mikuman trisin shel ovdei kachavim, but if you hear from the executioners of the ovdei kachavim that ish ploni meis, that someone died by him being thrown into bayis maleyaf or whatever their methods of torture and killing were, or ish ploni narag, or that someone was killed in by the ovdei kachavim, then al al yasiu es ishto, then you cannot allow her to get remarried, meaning you do not know necessarily that he's dead. So says Gemara, my mace, umay nerag. What does it mean when it says that you heard Beis Din say that the guy is mace, or Beis Din say that the guy is nerag? Ilem a mace mamish, nerag, nerag, mamish. If it literally means that the guy is testifying, yes, I heard a Beis Din say that he is already dead. He already was killed. So the kavsag of the chavim, amay al yasiu es ishto. Then when you hear that from Avdik Chavim, from Beis Din Avdik Chavim, or from the executioners of Avdik Chavim, why can't the woman get remarried? After all, they should have ne'emanus. Hakai melon to come and see achlufi tumo. We paskin that anyone who's made something as if they're just telling a story, but tamimos, without any kavana to be made in Beis Din, himunimam nilei, even if it's a guy, the chacham give the person ne'emanus. So if this aide is saying, yeah, I heard them just bragging and talking about how they killed this Jew, or how they, so then that's it. So that's a Messiah Chufi Tumo that should be believed. El Olav. So it must be that Mace and Nerag does not mean that the person was already killed, but rather Mace means Yotze Lomus, that there was a Gzardin for Misa. Nerag, Yotze Learig. It means there was a Gzardin for Hariga. V'katani, and yet the Brisa says that Bebezdin Shal Yisrael, that if Bebezdin Shal Yisrael, if all the guy was able to testify, was that Bebezdin Shal Yisrael said that this guy is Yotze Lehareg, Yasius Ishto. He's as good as dead. You can let his wife get remarried. That's a kasha on Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said that Bebezdin Shal Yisrael, we give him Chumre Chayim, Chumre Mesim. We're not sure that he's actually going to get killed. Here you have it, that if he's Yotze Lehareg, and you heard it from Bebezdin Shal Yisrael, then he's as good as dead. The Gemara doesn't ask on the Beis Din Shel Goyim part of things, which is also Lechora against Rav Yosef, right? Because by Rav Yosef said that if he's Yotze Lahareg by Beis Din Shel Goyim, he's good as dead. This Brisa says that you hear that the aide testifies that the Beis Din Shel Goyim is saying that he's Yotze Lahareg, and you're not allowed to be Masi as Ishto, because you could say that we're talking about before the Nechtam Gzardin by the Shofet in the Beis Din Shel Goyim, and therefore they'll still take a Shochet. So maybe that's why it's not really such a kasha on the Beis Din Shel Goyim, but the Beis Din Shel Yisrael, that's a kasha on Rav Yosef. So says Gemara, the Olam Meis Mamish. Really, we're talking about that he's Meyed, that he heard that the guy died. V'Nerag Mamish. It doesn't mean that he was Yotze. No, when we said Meis, when we said Nerag, it means that the aide is testifying that he heard that he was already dead. So we asked, well, then why wouldn't he be believed about an Ovdei Kochavim that said that the guy's already dead? After all, we said that anyone who's Messiah Lefitumo has Ne'emanus, even a guy has Ne'emanus when he's Messiah Lefitumo. Says Gemara, Hanimila b'Muslo Shaychibe. That's when it's something that doesn't relate to their own honor. They're just stam telling a story of Muslo to Shaychibe, but something that the Goyim have a Shaychus to, like to be made that they had executed this person. So that's a great that's a great point of bragging for them, that their justice system is working, and that they're doing things and they're implementing justice and they're killing Jewish people. So avdi lachzuke shekrayu, so they may want to be mishaker in order to make it look like they're doing more than they're actually doing. That's how Rashi understands. So it sounds like even if they're meid, even if the meidim are not the shoftim themselves, it's other people being made that they saw that the guy died by the court, they're still not going to be believed, because it's them. The whole society wants to brag about how their justice system is working. It's interesting though, the Rambam in the 13th paragraph of Gerushin, Halach Yud Gimel, writes, V'cheinim shama me'arkoos shel goyim sha'omru haragnu ploni e'ne'amanin. They're not believed if you heard it from the non-Jewish courts themselves, because Shein Mechazkin Yidei Atzman Bechazav Kedei Lahatil Eima, that they would be tell lies in order to strike fear into people. But it's only the Arkaos that would do that. It sounds like if you heard it from any other guy about the courts, then they would not be believed. The Torah Nebuchadnezzar Simin Yud Zayin writes that it's Yerem Yidvarav, that if they said Nerag B'din din v'shalo al yadam, then they're ne'emanim. That if it was somebody else, they're saying someone else did the killing, then they would be believed. That's within the Shitas HaRambam. However, the Torah is medayik from the Rush that even if they say that it's shalo al yadam, even if the people that were saying it were not the ones who had killed the person, still einam ne'emanim, which sounds more like Shitas Rashi. And Beis Yosef says, because that which they say that the Arkaos killed is a chizik for all the Arkaos, meaning the way he's medayik from the Rush is if Arkaos say it, but it's not the same Arkaos that did it. It's a different court that says, oh, that court did it. So that's mechazik all of the Arkaos, because it just elevates the stature of the entire court system. So the problem is, Beis Yosef just wonders, how is the Torah medayik from the Lashon of the Rush in Yevamos against the Shita of the Rambam? The Rush literally just quotes the Lashon of the Gemara. So how does that necessarily tell you, not like the Rambam? The Rush in Maseches Gittin writes in the end of Siman Hey, Oblvache Yisrael Meyit Shiyotzi Laharig. And the Karban Sanal writes that even Bebezin Shalakum, you need Dafka Edus Shal Yisrael, because Nakum Asiyach Lefitumo is not Neman, because Avidi Lachzuke Shekrayu, but someone who's not even if he's not one of their Arkaos. Okay, that's how he understands that even not Arkaos at all, that's how the Karban Sanal understands the Rush, would still not be believed because they want to be Mechazek their whole topic. It's interesting, Beis Yosef often asks on the tour, when the tour quotes the sheet of the Rush, the Beis Yosef often asks, where do you see that in the Rush? Meaning it's a, and he never answers, maybe he spoke to him. You know, the Rush was his father. So it's for some reason, that's not a mahalich. The assumption is that when the Torah was writing the Sefer, every time he's quoting the Rush, it was only from the Rush's Svarim. I'm not sure why that's the assumption, but that seems to be the assumption. It comes up all over the place in Beis Yosef. Anyway, that's all one version of Rav Yosef. Ikata Amri, there's another version that Amr Rav Yosef lo shanu el bezon shel v'chavim, that when the Mishnah says that someone who's yotzei lehareg, and you heard that we have edos that he was yotzei lehareg, so you give him chumrei chayim and chumrei mesim, that's only bezon shel v'chavim, where it's possible that you could bribe them and he'll still be alive. Avu bezon shel Yisrael kivin denafik le'dina l'ktala katli le. But by bezon shel Yisrael, if he was being brought out to get killed, you can be absolutely sure that he was killed. Tulsus asks, wait a second, how can you be absolutely sure that he was killed? There's a Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, a Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Membezim Beis, that says that the part of the system that they had was that they, when they brought someone out to get killed, someone would stand by the Pesach of Beis Din, and he would have a flag in his hand, and someone else would go riding on a horse, and Tulsus quotes that the riding on the horse was the guy riding on the horse had the Sudar B'yado. Rosh Hash explains that probably both had a Sudar B'yado. They probably both had a flag, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that. And the reason they had this whole system is that if one of the Dayanim had a Limud Zchus back in the Beis Din while the guy was being brought out to be killed, the guy at the Pesach Beis Din would wave his flag. The guy on the horse would see it and he would quickly ride out to stop them from executing the person. So don't you see that Beis Din Shal Yisrael, it didn't always happen just because he was Yotzei Laharig. They had a whole system in place to prevent him from getting killed. Tulsus says, yeah, but how often do you think that happened? You know how many hoops you have to jump through already just to get him to that point of Yotzei Laharig? You really think they're going to be able to be Melamed Zichus now? It's a system that makes a statement about the value of human life, but it's so lo shchiach that a person would get to that point and there was some stone that was left unturned, there was some Limud Zichus that they didn't find. So he's good as dead, meaning it's a 99.9999% certainty, so that's good enough. That counts as 100%. So by Bezen Shal Yisrael, Kivin Denafak Le'dina L'Ktala Katli Le'. So Amalei Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Bezen Shal Yisrael Nami, Afshu D'Chazu Le'i Zuchusa. By Bezen Shal Yisrael, it could be that they'll find the Zuchusa and they'll pater him. So why do you assume that he was Vaday Ne'arag? Ki Chazu Le'i Zuchusa Mekami D'Gmar Dina, Basu D'Gmar Dina, Sulu Chazu Le'i Zuchusa. Now, when is it possible or common that they'll be able to find the Zuchus before the Gemara Din? After the Gemara Din, it's not Shchiach at all that they're going to find the Zuchus, and therefore you don't have to be Choshesh that they're going to find the Zuchus, and we assume that he is Becheskas Meis. Maybe I'll bring a raya to Rav Yosef from Mishnah Maseches Makos about someone who's Nigmar Dino and then he ran away. So Kalmakom Shiyam Dushnayim, anytime you have two Edim come in front of the Beis Din, V'yomru, V'idinan Vasish Ploni, Shnigmar Dino, Beis Dino Shal Ploni, that we could testify that this person had a Gemar Din lemisa in a certain beis din uploni uploni edav, and we can identify his edim harezei yaharek. So then he gets killed through by the beis din that you're made in front of, and we're not choshesh that maybe after the gemara din they found his chus and they potted him. So you see that clearly it's not so shliach that you would find this chus, because even edos that there was a gemar din in another beis din is enough reason for this beis din to kill him. This beis din obviously can't be motzei zchus; they didn't even hear the case. So we're not even worried that there was a zechus that was found in the other beis din. Says Gemara, Dilma Barech Shaini. Maybe when are we not worried that you're matzah zechus when the guy pretty much admitted his guilt by running away? Meaning by running away, he knows that they're not going to be able to find any zechus because there is no zechus. So in the case where the guy was Barech, that's where you're not going to be able to find the zechus. But if the guy was not Barech, maybe we have to be choshesh so you might still be able to find the zechus. So now the Gemara tries to bring another right to Rav Yosef from the Brisa we quoted earlier. Tashma Shaman Bezin. If you hear Bezin Shal Yisrael say that Ishploni was mace or nerag, we could let the wife get remarried. But mikuman trisim shall of the chavim, from the executioners of the chavim, you heard Ishploni mace, Ishploni nerag, al yasiu asishto, then you cannot assume he's dead and you cannot allow his wife to get remarried. My mace, my nerag. What does the word mace and nerag mean in this context? Ilema mace mamish venerag mamish. If it means literally the fellow's already dead, so the when an Ovid Chavim tells you that the guy's already dead, why shouldn't the wife be able to get remarried? Don't we paskin that anytime someone's Mesiach Levi Tumo, he has Ne'amanus? Elolav, Mace, Yotze Lomus. Nerag, Yotze Leareg. Must be that Mace and Nerag mean that not that we heard that he's already dead, but that he was being taken out to be killed. Ve'katani, and the Brisa says, but Bezin Shal Yisrael, yes, he was Ishto. That if you heard Bezin Shal, but then in Bezin Shal Yisrael, he was Yotze Le'areg, he's good as dead. So you see exactly like Rav Yosef said, that when someone is brought out to be killed in Bezin Shal Yisrael, we do not give him Chumrei Chayim. We just automatically assume he's dead. So this Brisa, which was a Kasha on the first version of Rav Yosef, is a Raya to the second version of Rav Yosef. So it says, not a Raya, Leola Meis Mamish V'Nerag Mamish. Maybe Meis and Nerag mean that it literally happened. The Kavasag Aviyav L'Chavim, and the same is true when they're made in the name of Bezin of why would we say that? But in that case, where it was meis mamish and nerag mamish, we're not going to believe the ovdik chavim. Va'kaybelim to come mesiach l'fitumo himunimam. After all, aren't they neman as a mesiach l'fitumo? Says Gemara, hanimili b'milsados sheichi bay. That which chavim allow being a mesiach ishto based on the mesiach l'fitumo is only something that's not shaykh to the people who are saying the edos. They're just stam saying a guy died of milsados sheichi bay, but something that the goyim themselves have shaychus to, like being meyed that they're the ones that killed them in their beis din, then avdilach zukei shechrayu, then it's very likely that they're going to die in order to be able to brag about their implementation of justice. So that's why it's not a raya. The same reason it wasn't a kasha on the first version is the same reason that it's not a raya on the second version. Good, now we move on to the next mishnah. So this mishnah and the next mission that we're going to have in the base talk about a shliach habal that brings a get to the isha, but he's not able to be gomer his shlichus and to give the get to the woman himself. So when can he appoint another shliach to be mamshich his shlichus? And in what situation does he have to do it himself when he's not able to appoint another shliach? The Rashash is a little bit bothered. Why on earth we have this mishnah over here? We're going to have a mishnah in tomorrow's daf that goes back to Cheskas Chaim, that goes back to discussing Cheskas Chaim. So we have two Mishnayos that discuss Cheskas Chaim, one on Daf Chav Chesam Beis and one on Daf Lamed, and then we have two Mishnayos on Daf Chav Tes that just talk about whether you could appoint another Shliach, a good Kasha. But that's the series of Mishnayos that we have over here. I maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, if a person brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, the key point over here is that he does not need to say B'fanei Nichtav U'B'fanei Nechtam V'chala, and then he gets sick, so he's not able to conclude his Shlichus. Hareza Mishalcha, you could send someone else to finish off the shlichus for him, and you don't need to appoint that shliach in Beis Din. You could just make another shliach, and that's fine. V'im amar lo toli emen chayfitz ploni. But if the husband had given instructions that when you deliver this get to my wife, you know, I would like a certain object back. You know, I left the house, and that, you know, I moved, packed out all my stuff, but there was one thing, it was my favorite, whatever, and I left it in the house. So when you give the get, do me a favor, bring me me back my stuff. So lo yishalchenu biyarachir. Then you cannot appoint someone else to do that task. She'en rutzonu she'en piktonu biyarachir. Because he's asking you to be a shomer pikadon for him to take back that item, and he trusts you to be the shomer pikadon. He doesn't trust anybody else to be the shomer pikadon. Rabbi Kivega raises the question, why don't we say that even in the first case, that in rutzonu she'en gito biyarachir, meaning he's willing to trust you to watch his get. Who says he wants someone else to be in charge of watching his get? And even if the get is written on something that's not worth any money, but the husband would lose out the money that he would have to write a new get. He'd have to pay a sofer. So just like he doesn't want piktono bi'alacher, maybe he trusts you to watch the get and not cost him the whatever it costs to get a sofer to write a get. And furthermore, he says, it's worse by a mesiras a get to another person than a mesira of another object to another person. Because if that other person were to lose that object that he was not entrusted to watch, he would have to pay for it. Because even knowing that I'm going to get paid back if the guy loses it, we still have a chazaka. I want you watching and not someone else. I don't want to deal with the agmas nefesh of someone else losing it and then me having to get paid back for it. So we still have that chazaka in ritzono she piktono biyaracher, because I want the pikadon itself. I don't want the money for it. But if you lose a get from the second shliach loses a get, you have nothing to be toveya, because there's no shmira and chiyuvei pshia on shtaros according to most poskim. So isn't it even a greater chazaka than in ritzono she gito biyaracher? So that's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. That how could we say that if the husband asks, you know, take a certain chayfetz ploni back from the isha, so then you're not allowed to appoint somebody else because he doesn't want anyone else watching that chayfetz. But when it comes to the get, he's perfectly fine if you go and give that get to someone else. Rabbi Kivager leaves it as a tzarachiyun. He's not sure why that would be the case. In the Sefer Keresh Yerachim, he tries to answer that once the chomer masakin, the shliach can make another shliach kedesh lo tesagin, in order that the woman should not be an aguna. So then the assumption is that when a guy gives a get to a shliach, he's following whatever the rules the chamed are, meaning it's no longer about whether he, under normal circumstances, he would want someone else watching it, or he would trust for someone else to be watching it. No, it's not about normal circumstances anymore. It's about what assumptions he's making when he gives the get is whatever the takanos chachamim are in terms of what works by giving gittin. And since chum made it easier to have the get delivered kadesh lo tesagin, so that the woman wouldn't be an aguna, so fine. So then he's playing along with those rules. Now, we had said in the Mishnah that the shliach brings a get in Eretz Yisrael and gets sick is allowed to appoint another shliach. So Amar Rav Kana, chala tanan, only if he got sick and he's unable to conclude his mission, but without an onus, and he just doesn't feel like concluding his mission, then it would not be okay. He would not be allowed to appoint another shliach. So it says, yeah, pshita, chala katani. That's what it says. It says that he got sick. It doesn't. So obviously it means only if there's an onus. So it says, no, mal detemu adin avakav delo chala. I would have read the mission. I would have thought, had it not been for Rav Kana telling me, that the same would be true even if he just doesn't want to conclude the shlichus. The reason he gave an example of chala is orchid milchus katani, is because normally if a person accepts a mission to be a shliach, so he's obviously comfortable doing the shlichus. So the most common case where he's not going to do the shlichus is if something came up, if he became sick. So kamash mula, that's where Rav Kahana tells me that the Mishnah bidafka says chala, that it's not just the most common case. It's the only case, only if there was an ones where he couldn't fulfill the shlichus, can he appoint another shliach. But if there was no ones, then he's got to fulfill the shlichus himself. So says Mara Hechi Dami, what exactly is the case where the shliach was appointed, and because of that he's not able to send another shliach unless he was sick? Ida Amarle, if we're talking about a case where the Baal said at the time that he was Meman of the shliach, Holech, he says Holech gets al ishti. He never said atah Holech. He just said Holech. So then, why only if he got sick is he allowed to appoint another shliach? Avgav lo chalanami. Even if he just doesn't feel like concluding the shlichus, he should be allowed to appoint another shliach. The husband never gave any indication that he dafka wants this guy to be the one to be involved. So what would be the problem with passing it off to someone else? V'idamar le'at Holech. And if he said at holich, you should be the one, and afilu chalunami lo, then even if he gets sick, he should not be allowed to appoint another guy. The husband made it very clear, you and nobody else. V'Rav Shimon Gamliel, and if we're assuming like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even if you say stam holich, it means at holich, then afilu chalunami lo, then even if an onus happens, he insisted that it be this guy. Where do we find Rav Shimon Gamliel hold such a thing? D'tanya. Holich ketzel ishti, ariz mishalch b'yad acher. Tanakama says that if you say holich ketzel ishti, you're allowed to appoint someone else. But at holich ketzel ishti, hariz eloi shalch b'yad acher. Then you're not allowed to appoint someone else. But Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, benkach u'benkach, ein ha-shliach ha-shliach. That whether you say holich or whether you say at holich, a shliach is not allowed to appoint another shliach in his place. And pashtos, that means whether the person was sick or the person was not sick. The fact that the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph says that a shliach can make another shliach, that's only when the husband's not makbid, Tosfos points out. But over here, the assumption is that the husband is makbid. The Ramban writes that even though Midar writes a shliach, also shliach, but since there are some people that are makbid, that it should not be done, the shliach should not be carried out by another shliach, the Chachamur goes there not to make another shliach, because maybe the Baal will be makbid and will be mevatel his shlichus. But if he got sick, then he's allowed to make another shliach, because then the husband won't be so makbid about it, and we're not worried that he's going to be mevatel the shlichus. But anyway, so this is the Gemara's kasha, that what exactly was the lashon of the minoy shlichus? If the minoy shlichus did not contain the word ata, then regardless, you should be allowed to make another shliach. If it did contain the word ata, regardless, you should not be able to make another shliach. So when does it depend on whether the guy was chalo or not chalo? What's the case of our Mishnah? So iba yaseima holech v'hu dechala. Maybe the case of the Mishnah is where the guy said holech, and when the Braisa says that when you say holech, you're allowed to make another shliach, the Braisa also means only if the person got sick. The Braisa doesn't just mean that you're allowed to make another shliach. Viba yaseima at holech v'chala shayni. Or maybe we're talking about the Mishnah somewhere where you dafka said you have to be the one to do it, and even though the Braisa told us when he says you, it's got to be you and it can't be somebody else, that's only if you didn't get sick. But obviously the guy understands that if you got sick, that things are different, you're not able to fulfill the shlichus. Or the Mishnah could be something like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that normally you're not allowed to make another shliach, but when you get sick, you are allowed to. And that's why the Mishnah highlighted that if the person became sick, he made another shliach. So Tanan, the Gemara asks in our Mishnah, we learned in our Mishnah, maybe get Beretz Yisrael, v'chala, reza mishalchu b'yad acher. That a person's maybe get Beretz Yisrael and he got sick, he could send someone else. Ureminu, but we could ask a steer in our Mishnah from a Mishnah we're going to have later in the Masechta Daf Samach Vav, Amr l'shnayim tenuget l'ishti. A guy says to two people, I want you to give a get to my wife, but he doesn't give them a get. He's appointing them to be Adim, even though he didn't say that you should write it. Or he tells three people, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu, in those cases, the people he just spoke to, yichtavu, should sign the get, v'yitnu, and should give the get to the woman. So inu in, aval shliach lo, sounds like only they themselves could be yichtavu v'yitnu. But a shliach, but they can't make a shliach to do the same thing. Not like we said in our Mishnah, that a shliach is able to make another shliach. So I'm Rabbi, no, hasam time am I. Over there, where they're not allowed to appoint another shliach, what's the reason they can't appoint another shliach? It's not because of ein shliach or shliach, it's mishum bizayin de baal. We're trying to prevent the bizayin of the husband, that he has to write his wife's get, and he obviously doesn't know how to when he's asking other people to do it. So that's why he's asking others, because he doesn't know how to write a get, and therefore he doesn't want other people to know about that. That's embarrassing for him. So that's why only those people that he instructed, he's trying to keep it quiet, that he didn't know how to write a get. But in our Mishnah, where you're actually giving the get to the shliach, so the husband did write it, so there's nothing embarrassing, and he doesn't mind that they're going to give it over to somebody else. Even though we had said back in Daf Chav Beis that an Isha is Koseves as Gita, that just means that even if she did write a get, it would be kosher. It doesn't mean that that was the norm. The norm, obviously, is that the husband is going to write the get. The Ritva quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that the Bizayon is not what we just said. Not like Rashi says that the Bizayon is that he doesn't know how to write a get. The Ritva writes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that the Bizayon is that the husband's makbid, that people shouldn't know that he wants to be Megarish Shisisto. So Kol Zman, that the get was not written, there's still the possibility they won't get divorced. And can you imagine how embarrassing that's going to be? That if they don't get divorced, but everyone knows that he was planning on getting divorced, so he doesn't want such an embarrassing situation. So that's where we say that it would be a bizayon. But in the case of our Mishnah, where he actually gave the get, so the get was already written, so that means that it's going to happen, and therefore he doesn't mind that people are going to know about it. Another teretz, Rava Amar, Mishum Demili Ninu. The reason we said that you can't make another shliach is because he gave them only milim, he gave them only words by appointing them, telling them, I want you to make the whole get. And mili are not something that you can appoint another shliach to do. Our Mishnah was not just mili, our Mishnah was he physically handed a get. That's something that's muscle the shliach. My binayu, what's enough kamina la halacha between the answer of Abaye and the answer of Rava? Ikabinayu shliach matana. Naf kamina would be if a person sent a shliach to write a shtar matana to somebody else. If the reason they're not allowed to make another shliach is because the mishaleach is embarrassed by a matana, there's no problem. There's no embarrassment in giving matanas. The makab matana has to write the shtar matana, so it's not embarrassing that I don't know how to write that I'm not writing a shtar matana. It's not my job to write a shtar matana. The Kabbal Matana is the one who has to write the Shtar Matana. But if the reason is because you can't give Mili over to somebody else, so when I appointed someone to write a Shtar Matana, so that cannot be given over to somebody else, because that's still just Mili. And this is the same machlokas that we have about Rav and Shmuel that argue about a Shliach of a Matana, if he's allowed to appoint another Shliach. So Rav Amar Matana Eino Kiget, Shmuel Amar Matana Harehi Kiget. That Rav says a shlichus of a shtar matana is not like a get, that even though by a get a shliach cannot make another shliach, by a shtar matana you can, because you don't have the busha problem. And Shmuel says matana harehi could get, that it has the same din as a get, because you do have the mili problem. A mili lo mimshon shliach. So the machlokas Abaye and Rava is exactly the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. We then said in the Mishnah v'yamamar lo tov li'emen l'cheifetz ploni, that if the husband instructed the shliach, when you deliver the get, I want you to take back a particular cheifetz from the woman, so then he has to do it himself, because ein ritzon she pikdono bi'al acher. So Amrei Shlakish kan shana Rebbe ein ashal rashi lahashil vein asocher rashi lahaskir. That whenever you have a shoel or a socher, he's not allowed to then transact with someone else to be a shoel or a socher. You're not allowed to do that. But nevertheless, if the shliach rishon then made a shliach sheni, even though it's against the ratzon of the mishaleach, the get would still be a valid get. So Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Zo afilu tinokash beis rabin yod mosa. This din that a shovel is not allowed to be mashil, even tinokash beis rabin know that it's only when I'm lending you something, it's for you to use it. It's not for you to then go lend it out to other people. And if you're mashil to other people, you violated the das of the mashil. And Rabbi didn't need to teach me that. Ella, when Rabbi said that you're not allowed to send bi'al acher, it's zimna digita nami lohavi. He's not just telling me you're not allowed to do it, he's telling me that sometimes it would ruin the get. It would make the get ineffective. Denasa kimisharmilo al tegarsha el bebayis v'girsha baliya al tegarsha el biyamin v'girsha b'smol. We view this as if he's telling you the get should only be affected in this way, and then you went and did it in a different way, where the whole get's going to be invalid. So that, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says zimnin degita nami lo havi, it sounds that even he's moda that most of the time the get would still be a valid get if you send it biyad acher. It's only zimnin. It's only sometimes that it's not going to be a good get. So Gemara discusses when would that be? So dekuli alma heicha denafka la'ape v'yavale chayfetz. Everyone would agree. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree that in a case where the woman went to greet the shliach, the second shliach, and she gave him the chayfetz that the husband had told the shliach to take, v'hadr shakla minagita, and then she received the get, kuliyam apligit gita gita mali havi. Everyone would agree that the get is absolutely kosher, even though the first guy did not write by appointing another shliach and by having that other person be the shomer pikadon. It's no worse than any other shliach get, where you could give the get to another shliach, because you could take the chayfetz himself from the isha, and the get could be sent through somebody else. So meaning the get, if the get was being given before the chayfetz was being that's not going to passel the get, because he did the tzivay abal as far as as the get was concerned, and before he was mekabel the chayfetz, and then, meaning he was mekabel the chayfetz first, and then gave the get. He made sure to secure the object first. Ki pligi heicha da amrle, the whole machlokas is where he told him shkol mina chayfetz vahadar havlagita, that he instructed him take the object and then give her the get. Vazel ihu, and then the shliach went viyav lagita and delivered the get first. Vahadar shakul mina chayfetz, and then took the object. That's where we have machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan holds so that that dafka, the husband dafka told him to get the object first, and he was makbid. I want you to withhold the get until you get this object, because I'm nervous about getting it back. So posulbo. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's posul in this case of the because even the shliach rishon would have been posul had he done this. The kolsh came to shlucho, and therefore kolsh came when his shliach does it like this, it's going to posul. And Reish Lakish would say that it's kosher even if the shliach does this, and therefore kol shkein it would be mutter, it would be kosher if the guy himself, the original shliach, was the one that did it and was meshane the order that it was supposed to happen. Okay, so now a new mishnah. Again, we're continuing to discuss appointing another shliach, but now we're talking about maybe get mi medina sayyab. A person brings a get from medina sayyab where you're going to need to say b'fanei nichtav o b'fanei nechtam v'chala, and he's not able to complete the shlichus because he got sick. So osa shliach b'beis din, he has to make a shliach. He can make another shliach, but it's got to be in front of beis din. U'mishalcho, and he sends him to bring the get v'omer, and the lifneim, and the shliach rishon says in front of the beis din b'fanei nichtav o b'fanei nechtam v'ein shliach achron tzarek shiom b'fanei nichtav. Then the second shliach is not going to have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. He can't; it would be a lie. So, but all he needs to say is I'm a shliach beis din, and the beis din heard a b'fanei nechtam, and that's good enough. So, Amar Rabbanan la'avimi b'reid Rabbi Avohu, boy, my name is Rabbi Avohu. Ask Rabbi Avohu the following shayla: the shliach of the first shliach, mashvi shliach alo, can he make another shliach or not? So, Amar Lehu avimi b'reid Rabbi Avohu said to the Rabbanan, halo tibay lehu. You shouldn't have any suffix about that. Midiktani ena shliach ha'acharon mechal demashvi shliach. From the lashon of the Mishnah where it says the shliach ha'acharon doesn't need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtav. Acharon sounds like the last in a long line of shluchim. El kiti bayiluchu. What your real question should be is ki mashvi shliach bebezdin or afilu shalob bebezdin. When a second shliach makes a third shliach, does that also need to be done in bezdin? Meaning we're already done with b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. That's not being said anymore because that was already said in the first Beis Din. So when the second shliach makes a third shliach, does that need to be done in Beis Din? So I'm like, hello, mi vayilan, elo omer shliach Beis Din ani. Mi dektani, elo omer shliach Beis Din ani. There's no suffix about that, because the Sefer of the Mishnah says that the shliach ha'acharon does not need to say b'fanei nichtav, he just says shliach Beis Din ani. So the Mishnah is mechadesh that by saying shliach Beis Din ani, it's as if he's saying b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtam, because his ne'amonos is coming, mikoch Beis Din. So obviously you have to appoint him in Beis Din, because how can the third guy say, I'm a shliach Beis Din, if he was not appointed in Beis Din? Rav Nachman Yitzchak learned the conversation between the Rabbanan Avimi as follows: that Amar le Rabbanan Avimi b'reid Rabbi Avohu, boy, my name is Rabbi Avohu. Ask your father Rabbi Avohu, shliach to shliach ki mashvi shliach b'beis din or shalom b'beis din. That the initial question was when you have the second shliach making a third shliach, does that need to be done in Beis Din or not? So meluviti boy luchu imashvi shliach b'alma. Why don't you ask if he's even allowed to make a shliach in the first place? Amar le hello kami vayla. No, we're not bothered about that. Because the Mishnah says Eina shliach ha'achron mechal de shliach mashvi shliach. He uses the term achron, which implies that there's a long line of shluchim. El kikam b'ilan bebeis din or shalom bebeis din. Our shaila is, does it need to be done bebeis din? Samalu avim he said to Rabban Hanami lo tibayiluchu. If you know how to be medayik, that shouldn't be a shaila either. De katani, because it says elo omer shliach beis din ani, that the guy's got to say I'm a shliach beis din. So obviously he needs to have been appointed in beis din. So Gemara brings Rabba that a shliach in Eretz Yisrael can make another shliach. Amar Rabba, shliach Eretz Yisrael osa kama shluchim. A shliach in Eretz Yisrael can make many shluchim, and the second shliach can make another shliach in his place, and the third can make a fourth, etc. And they don't need to be appointed in Beis Din, because Mino in front of Beis Din is just so that he could say shliach Beis Din ani, which takes the place of b'fanei nichtam b'fanei nechtam. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that problem. You don't need a b'fanei nichtam b'fanei nechtam. So Amar Rav Ashi, emes rishon batlu kulan. But if the first shliach dies, then that cuts off the entire chain of shluchim. Amr Mar Baravashi, Hada Abba, that which Ravashi said, that when the Shliach Rishon dies, they're all bottled, Dikatnusahu. He said that when he was very young, and we can reject it, meaning he probably changed his mind because it's incorrect. Ilameis Baal, Midi Meshasha Isbe, if the husband died, would it have any mamashos? Kulumikoch man ka'asu, mikoch baal ka'asu. They're all coming in place of the baal. So ise the baal isnu lekulo, leise the baal lesnu lekulhu. The entire chain of shluchim work as long as the husband's still alive. If the husband's dead, then the entire chain of shluchim does not work. So the Mar brings a maisa where the Amoraim disagree about shliach osu shliach. Who gavred the shadu legito the bitu, a guy sent to get to his wife. Amar shliach, the shliach said to the husband, lo yadanila, I don't know your wife. I don't know who she is. Amar lei, zil yahavi la'aba Barmanyumi, go give the get to Abba Barmanyumi. He'll be able to identify my wife and he'll give it to her. The lays of Lays Neela, and he'll go and he'll give the get to my wife. So Asablo Ashkacha Barmanyumi. He went and he couldn't find Abba Barmanyumi. So the Shliach was an anus. He couldn't wait anymore. He had to leave. He couldn't stay around town till he found him. So Ashkachel Rabbi Avov, Rabbi Chanina Bar Pap, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Yasser of Safar Gabayu. He found a group of three Tamil Chamim, and Rav Safar was sitting in front of them and learning, and he asked them, what should he do with the get? So Amalei, they said, Mesor Milach, give over your edus as a shliach, meaning the b'fani nechtav, kamedi dan, in front of us, d'chiesia, bar ben yume, nisvin alei, and then we'll be the ones, as a beis din, that gives the tab of bar ben yume, v'leizel l'svinei, and he'll go, and he'll be up v'lisvin alei, and he'll give it to her. So Amalei, Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said, how could this shliach appoint you as shluchim to give the get, v'ashliach shalom nitan l'gerishin hu, but it's a shliach that's not nitan l'gerishin, because you were not appointed to be Megarish, the woman. The get has to dafka be given to Abba Bar Ben Yumi. So chsufu, they became very embarrassed that they didn't know that halacha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav and Ravashi arguing whether Rav Safra was correct in that taina. Okay.